when credit is due, I do not hesitate to bestow it. I may not be here right now speaking to you over these airwaves were it not for the intervention of the tourist, our city's most famous freelancer. Now, I know that many of you have your opinions about the tourist, as did I. Some consider him an avenging angel, setting this city on a righteous path. Others see him as a demon of doom, slithering from the shadows to claim souls for the Dark Lord himself. Whatever your thoughts may be, I can assure you that they are most likely exaggerated. The tourist may be enigmatic, but he is still a human being, just like the rest of us. But with one glance, I could tell in what manner the tourist was exceptional. The brutal art of survival. During the lengthy conversation that I had with the tourist before he alerted me to a host of unforeseen dangers, I was struck by the numerous battle scars on his face, each one clearly representing a close call, the marks that identify a true warrior. His hands were powerful and calloused, marred by countless scrapes with the dead, and yet they also seemed nimble enough to strike with precision in an instant. Now, I have a reputation among the fine folks of New Orleans to possess a fair amount of survivalist acumen myself, and in that toolbox, one quality that I pride myself on is my ability to size someone up in the first few seconds that I lay eyes on them. And let me tell you, New Orleans, the tourist is undoubtedly a formidable force of pure ruthlessness when it comes to the matters of life and death. Not someone to be trifled with.